You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away. On the road doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. I swear I'm gone, you can taste like.
Now we've got the Archangel of Radio, Spider,
Honey Bee,
and Ray Graham.
Yeah.
I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stage. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio, your radio. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio.
That's right. Turn your radios up, man. Welcome to another edition of YUL Radio, YULradio.com. Your hour of power, the coolest hour on the radio. I am your player, Spider-Man. I'm joined by my co-pilot, the Deacon, the Archangel of Radio, Zion, man. What's going on today?
Yeah, yeah. Light workers in the building, baby.
Yeah, yeah. We got a great show coming up for you today. We do have a special guest coming in later. We're going to get to all that. But first in the news, man, what you got for me, man?
Well, right now, Star Jones, she's very disappointed with the basketball wise right now.
Okay, Star Jones, huh?
Yeah, she's trying to get the show pulled because she said that they're portraying African American women in a bad light.
I hear that. And you say she done teamed up.
Yeah, she done teamed up with a couple celebrities.
Right, with the girl that did Black Girls Rock.
Yeah, the girl from that created Black Girls Rock.
And that
Rock
was a positive, because that was a very positive show.
Yeah.
You know, supporting sisters. So, I mean, I kind of see what she's saying. But then again, it's like you're believing what the TV is portraying. Like,
yeah.
it's entertainment, Star Jones. Like, it's not their life. And I understand you saying even if it's entertainment, they're still portraying people in a bad light.
Yeah.
But it's entertainment. And, you know, Black women are getting paid off it. So, you know.
They're getting crazy paid.
Yeah, they're getting paid off it. So, I don't really know how to feel about that. I mean, I understand what she's saying. You want to see more positive Black women doing this, doing that. I mean, there's a lot of positive Black women on TV. But controversy sells, you know.
Exactly.
So, you know, I don't want to, you know, I would never hate on anyone else's chick. You know what I'm saying? Because that's taking money out of somebody's pocket. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't think that's how, you know, those girls act in real life. I think it's entertainment, but, you know, some people start believing in it, you know. So,
exactly.
I guess, you know, it's a lot of young Black girls that, you know, actually think it's for real, you know. So I guess you got a point there, man. So shout out to Star Jones, man, trying to get political. She need to be worried about what's going on with the Trayvon Martin case and leave these ladies alone, man. There's more important things to focus on.
And then in other news, Rihanna's father, he released a statement. He's kind of upset at Rihanna's behavior. Yeah, basically saying that he don't want her to end up like Whitney Houston. From the drug use and everything. Yeah.
Oh. Now that's something to talk about. Like, Rihanna, she in the news more than Tupac.
Yeah, she is.
I mean, every day either she getting another tattoo, she smoking, she out there with a nipple showing, she with Ashton Kutcher, her and Chris Brown. She just, every time you turn on your radio or you see some entertainment news, she's in it.
Exactly.
She's in it. So, I mean, I feel the father on that. I mean, you know, they got her on a couple of videos smoking. She was at the Coachella 2012 in the crowd smoking a blunt. I mean, she real. I love it. You know, I like Riri.
She out there wilding out.
She out there wilding out, man. She out there wilding out. Shout out to Riri. She like, I mean, every day she going out somewhere.
Yeah, she lashing out.
Yeah. Yeah. How you feel about Riri?
I mean, I love her music, man. I think she hot.
You couldn't get away. She too wild for you.
Yeah, she a little too wild, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's more your speed.
I mean, she passed my speed. She passed my speed. What else you got for us, man?
All right, in other news, the Kardashians has just recently broke reality TV record.
Bowling!
They signed a 3-year contract for $40 million.
3-year?
Yeah.
$40 million.
Wow.
Man, they sound like a couple of football players.
Shout out to the mom, Chris.
3 years, $40 million.
She getting that paper.
Right, right. Now, I can't even hate on the Kardashians. You can hate Kim all you want to. This and that. Kim is going to keep getting it. She's going to keep getting it. Khloe going to keep getting it. All of them. Even the little brother. They're going to keep getting it, man. And, you know, it's been a lot of controversy about that. Kim and Kanye. You knew eventually they was going to hook up. Yeah, you think that's going to last? You think that's publicity?
I think they're a good couple, though. I mean, you got a Libra.
I think it's a good couple. They've been secretly friends or messing for a while. Ever since she was Reggie Bush, they was accusing her of getting texts from Kanye. So that was like 2-3 years ago. So I guess Kanye just waited it out. You know, it's a lot of pictures of them holding hands, going on dates. He's always cheesing.
Yeah.
She had some earrings the other day, a K and a W in her ear. I said, that was kind of cute.
Exactly.
I ain't mad at you, Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Way to get over that Amber Rose, man. And you know, speaking of Amber Rose, Wiz Khalifa did an interview about 2 days ago, and they asked him about it. You know, Kanye got a song called Theraflu that's out now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he speaks on Amber Rose, and, you know, he say a little slick comment, but Wiz say, you know, I'd be mad too if Amber Rose left me. So I'd still be rapping about it too. So he had a little slick comment. You know, he played it off. But, you know, shout out to Black Love, man. Black Love. And in other things, they say Michelle Obama is the most televised first lady in history.
Yeah.
So, you know, once again, the Obamas all over the place making history, making news. Barack was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. Very entertaining, man. Barack is the coolest president we got, man. I don't care what they say, man. Shout out to the Obamas, man.
Yeah, they trying to get him out of there, though.
Yeah, they trying. That's why, you know, as brothers and sisters and concerned citizens of America, you have to get out there and vote.
Show up and show out.
You can't believe the hype. You know, it's a lot of people that's talking. You know, it's a big gap between rich and poor people. Yeah. So you really got to find out what's going on. But we'll get into a lot about that later, man. We got to pay a couple of bills, man. Why You Well Radio, your favorite station.
Yep.
Yo. Man. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't saying nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I'm been did dead, man, I'm been popped out. And if she ain't tryna give it up, she get dropped out. Let me bust that UE, bust that open. Might spend a couple thou just to bust that open. Rip it off, no joking. Like an ain't Hulk Hogan. Digging move weight in the cell. For living how broken, I spit that crack like I'm in that trap. So if you need a hit, then I'm with that bat. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Okay, now Nikki. Put it in your kidney, got a new LS450. Ain't no keys in this doohickey. If I want rapping, I be trapping. If I want trapping, I be pimping. If I want pimping, I be getting it, period. I don't smoke no Bobby, but my denim be from Ricky. Got your girl on Molly, and we smoking loud and drinking. Got my top back so you can see what I've been thinking. And if you know me, then you know I've been thinking Franklin. Money, thousands, true religion trousers. Got a private home, started from them public houses. Weave killer, causing her arousal. Audi A8, told him Audi 5000.
Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
What they say about me? I don't know, man. Focus on your biscuit. If I get hit, swinging on a big beat. I don't know, man. I'm dipping on your whole life. What they say about me?
about me? I don't know, man. Focus on your biscuit. If I get hit, swinging on a big beat. I don't know, man. I'm tipping on your whole life.
Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. Man, I'm out in Texas. Man, I'm out in A-Town. Then I'm up in Chi-Town. Or Miami shutting it down. It's that New Orleans. It's L.A. or the Bay. It's New York, Philly. And the whole DMV. I'm a Detroit player. Man, it's North South Cats. Ohio, Pittsburgh. Got St. Louis on deck. It's Delaware, Connecticut. It's New Jersey. Got hella bricks. It's Queens, Brooklyn. And yeah, they wildin'. Bronx, Harlem, and Staten Island.
Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap.
What they say about me? I don't know, man. Focus on your biscuit. If I get hit, swinging on a big beat. I don't know, man. I'm tipping on your whole life. What they say about me? I don't know, man. Focus on your biscuit. If I get hit, swinging on a big beat. I don't know, man. I'm tipping on your whole life.
What do you believe in, huh? What do you believe in?
I believe.
YULRadio.com.
I'm listening to Young Urban Lifestyle.
YULRadio.com. YULRadio.com.
The Young Urban Lifestyle on YULRadio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULRadio.com.
Young Urban Lifestyles at YULRadio.com.
Yeah.
Money, pray to God we gon' win. Ace of spades, Sin City, then I'm all in. Talking five, then I front them ten. Kiss the ring, no country for old men. No country for old men. No country for old men. Ace of spades, Sin City, then I'm all in. Kiss the ring, no country for old men. Jeremy Lin, I got that China white. Ray Charles when them boys come out of sight. I puts the work in that pot chip. Then watch the mother bubble like the moon clear. We from the streets that made Mace pastor. Whipping in the kitchen, I'm the bass master. These dying over red bones. I beast the up like them headphones. Swear to God that they gon' clap em. Mayweather, Pacquiao, ain't gon' happen. Look at me, I'm rockin' 2 chains. In that Bentley truck, that's the new thing. As I count this dirty money, pray to God we gon' win. Ace of spades, Sin City, then I'm all in. Tuckin' five, then I front them 10. Kiss the ring, no country for old men. No country for old men. No country for old men. Ace of spades, Sin City, then I'm all in. Kiss the ring. No country for old men.
28 grams in a Ziploc. Time to hit the block and make that blip flop. Gucci flip flops with the polo socks. When your girl leave me, she need a throat doc. Two gun gang, one of 38. Every time I do a first 48. My first job was in the trap, selling weight. Turn 1 to 2, 2 to 4, and 4 to 8. Two red bones, each win red bottom. Paint the feet on the whip and call it nail polish. I got a fetish for the dough, each is zone. If money talk, you need to put me on the speakerphone.
As I count this dirty money, pray to God we gon' win. Ace of spades, Sin City, then I'm all in. Tuckin' five, then I front them 10. Kiss the ring, no country for old men. No country for old men. No country for old men. Ace of spades, Sin City, then I'm all in. Kiss the ring, no country for old men.
cocaine magic, white rabbit out the hat. I ain't talking Apple when I'm pulling out the Mac. With that ready rock, call me Betty Crock. I'm at the 40-40, we're like 80 choppers. Smoking purple leaf, right by Forest Projects. Know some Ricans chop your body up on 40 boxes. With 30 chains on, I'm a block of dream. Hit Jersey, flip the work back, starting day. I don't work out, but shorty let my spark car. I have light up your crib for like 4 bars. The young niggas shining like I robbed a bank. About 100 on the piece, 50 on the lane.
As I count this dirty money, pray to God we gon' win. Ace of spades, Sin City, then I'm all in. Tuckin' 5, then I front them 10. Kiss the ring, no country for old men. No country for old men. No country for old men. Ace of spades, Sin City, then I'm all in. Kiss the ring, no country for old men.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, your favorite station, you just heard Nicki Minaj featuring 2 Chainz, Bees in the Trap, hot record. 2 Chainz is on everything.
Yeah, he taking over.
2 Chainz is on everything. We was just speaking about the video, my man dancing in the video. Nicki looked good in the video.
Man, Nicki looked real good in the video.
You know, a lot of people be hating on Nicki. A lot of girls be on my Twitter talking about her lace fronts and this and that. Nicki on top, man. Y'all got to stop that, man. And she back on Twitter. Her feelings got hurt a little bit. I guess she got over it, man. Somebody gave her a pep talk. But she's back on Twitter. She's back in the game. The other song you heard was Fat Dro featuring 2 Chainz, No Country. That's a hot record.
Hot
just
record.
Came out.
Yeah.
Just 2 Chainz is on everything, man. He been the trending topic on Twitter for about 3 or 4 days, man.
Yeah, he so, hustling.
He hustling, man.
Like, he really getting
you know,
in,
a
man.
Lot of people don't understand. He been out for a minute. He been out for a long while, especially in this Atlanta. You know, Titty Boy been here for years. You know,
yeah.
I remember going to shows 6-7 years ago, you know, when he was just sitting there drinking on his lean and hopping on stage. But, you know, he finally getting his just due, man. And
speaking of Nicki Minaj, didn't you say something about Lil' Kim was doing a tour? Or
yeah,
something?
They got Lil' Kim. She's doing the Queen is Back tour.
Yeah.
And she has a book coming out.
Oh, word?
Yeah, so Lil' Kim is back in the game, man. Lil' Kim trying to do something, man. I ain't mad at her. I ain't mad at her, man. I think her and Nicki need to squash that,
yeah.
Man. It would be beautiful to see them do a record, man.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, whoever can make that happen, they need to come to YUL. We'll fix it up. We'll make it happen, man. We'll keep y'all on different sides of the table until we can get it. But we'll definitely make it happen, man. I don't understand why black folks be beefing like that, knowing that it ain't but a couple of us that got money.
Yeah.
So y'all might as well hook up. Y'all might as well hook up, man. 2 young ladies that's really, you know, big in the game and influential on these young girls. They need to see y'all work together. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But that's just my take on it. That's just my take on it, man. And old Fat Joe back in it, man. Fat Joe got the song with Chris Brown that's blowing up. Fat Joe done lost his weight.
Lost his weight.
He got his divorce. He all over the place, man.
Out there getting them girls.
Hey, I ain't mad at him, man. That's what it's all about. The perks of entertainment. Wait till we get home. Y'all want to see a fool? Wait till they cut us our check.
Wait till we get our own reality show. It's gonna really be crazy.
Yeah, it's coming. And we're gonna do the treatment. Bravo or whoever wanna pick it up. We're gonna do the treatment. We don't want no holes barred. We want a real show. So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't scared, y'all come holler at it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you all right. You know, we'll be back in a little bit, man. Your favorite station, man. The coolest show on the radio. Your hour of power. I'm your Reverend. I'm joined with Deacon and Archangel of Radio, man. We will be back.
If you ever leave me, baby, leave some morphine at my door. It would take a whole lot of medication to realize what we used to have. We don't have it anymore.
Women want to know men's secrets. What are some things that are sexy?
Biggest turn-ons I ever had once was a girl who wanted me to introduce her to porn. Are you kidding me? Come to my chick.
You can't handle the lies.
It's showtime.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Don't say it, Leach. Don't say it.
No, I have to say it, Mitch. Showtime.
That's right, man. It's showtime. Welcome to another hour of power here on YUL Radio, YULRadio.com. I'm your player, Spider-Man, joined by my co-captain, man, my partner in crime, Archangel Zion. How you feeling today, man?
Feeling good. Feeling great.
Yeah, man. We're privileged, man, to have an exclusive today, man, live in the building, man. Soon to be a legend. You know what I'm saying? Nothing short of. Yeah. We got Truth Turner, man. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm good. What's going on, y'all?
Man, it's all good. It's all good, man. You know, we've been listening to a couple of your songs, man. Great subject matter. You know, like, we're going to play a couple of songs on here, but, you know, the one that got me when I was listening, I heard it a while back, The Side Chick. You know what I'm saying? I heard that a while back. So, first of all, explain to the people, where you from?
I'm from Huntsville, Alabama, man.
I hear that. Alabama in the house, man.
Oh, yeah. 256. What's good?
Yeah. Alabama getting strong in this music game.
Oh, yeah. We should have been strong.
Right.
We should have been strong.
I mean, you know, it's a lot of people that was from Alabama. I remember the Dirty Boys way back in the day. Like,
oh, yeah. That's the 334.
Explain
right
that
there.
Alabama scene, man. Like, how is it out there?
Man, it's just a movement, man. It's a whole bunch of talented people in Alabama.
Right.
Never really get the shot because we don't really have a major, major scene.
Right,
there.
Major market.
We usually try to get to Atlanta and make a name for ourselves. That's how we got out here.
But Alabama is coming up. Shout out to Yellow Wolf. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what, we'll get into, who's a couple of your favorite artists, man? Like, explain how you came up in this game. Like, who you listening to?
Man, right now, I'm listening to me.
I
listen to other artists, but I try not to as much because I write my own music, so I don't want to sound like anyone
else.
Right, because
you got a different type feel. Like, it's another swag about your music, you know? I ain't seen that since, like, a Donnell Jones type, you know?
Hey,
like
that's a great comparison.
A player with some sound, you know what I'm saying?
That's exactly how it happened, man. It just built over time, man. I've been recording and doing music since I was probably, like, 11.
Yeah.
And just over time, I've probably sounded like everybody over the years, and I just found my own sound probably like a year or two ago.
I hear that.
So let me ask you this. Where did the name Truth Turner come from?
Me and my man, J.Dot Jones, a manager, and one of my mentors, Hakeem Young, we was just trying to find just a great way to explain who I am as a person
and
as an artist. And the easiest thing about me and my music is that I just like to be honest.
And that's what I see that's different.
Yeah.
Like, you got real subject matter. You know, like, on a lot of these songs, that's what a lot of dudes go through. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, you know, this is a real player. Like,
exactly.
You know, I was getting into it. I'm like, you know, you got to hear this. You know what I'm saying? But it was real player, man.
Yeah, and I really put myself out there. You know,
right.
The first time anybody's really heard me for real, you know, I'm putting myself out there. Like, that's a situation I actually went through.
I hear that.
And, you know, a lot of guys would try to make it real cute for the ladies and get them on their side. But I put a side chick out first.
Right. I like that side chick.
Yeah.
And the phone was ringing. He wasn't even picking up.
It was real, man.
It was real. I was like, that was a real video.
Every man has been through
everybody
it
goes
at least
through
one
that.
Time. Every woman has been through it at least one time.
If you listen to that song and see that video, and you don't like that, something's very wrong with you as a man and a woman, because everybody went through that.
I'm getting the J-Dot cosign right now, too.
Yeah,
the Jonesism. You know, the thing is about even ladies, like, they look at it and they'll say, you know, I hate the topic. But, you know, hey, I kind of feel the video a little bit.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you being honest, putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Because, you know, a lot of people, they talk about a lot of bubblegum stuff, like, that's not really going on. Yeah. You know what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I guess the A&R has got them fixed up to where you got to say this, and you don't want to offend this person and this and that, but that's life, man.
It's just
like,
going to be what it's going to be with me, man.
Yeah, that's why I was like, man, I ain't heard nothing like that since back in the day. Like, this real soul, like, you know, he going through some things. Like, you know, I can understand that. I can really dig that. And, you know, for the ladies, you know, because, you know, we got a lot of ladies that listen to this show. Are you single? What's going on?
Absolutely, man.
Okay.
I'm still out here trying to figure it out, man.
That's a player line.
All right.
I'm looking for her, man.
Right.
Hopefully she doesn't judge me off that side chick video.
She'll be all right. And, we got to get your information. Any Twitter, any Facebook you want to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Twitter.com / Truth Turner. T-R-U-T-H is the actual real spelling of truth, not no country. Truth.
Truth. Everybody Turner. Got their little slang with you on.
Truth, what up, Truth?
Yeah. All right. And
so you got any shows coming up?
Yeah, man. I actually doing Emory University tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll be at Emory. Me and Trans Lee is another artist out here in Atlanta. He's from Huntsville, too.
Y'all got a couple of songs together, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He got on my project, and I jumped on his, and, you know, we've been working together.
All right.
So tomorrow, between 5 and 8, we'll be at Emory University. I'll probably be hitting the stage around 7.
That's big business.
It's cool, man.
That's big business.
Yeah, I got working.
How's the stage show?
It's cool, man. I'm really more laid back, you know.
Yeah.
Throughout the years, I've changed up a lot, man. Back probably 5-6 years ago, you saw me with that pop lock.
And oh, you thought they get this.
I was a Mario touching out there. So. But you know, as I progress, right. You know, I mean, my music is more grown and sexy.
Right. Laid back, you so. Got a laid back son. You ain't got to do all yeah, that. You know what I'm saying?
So ain't no grown ass man. I have pop locking in the club anyway. So yeah. I hope not.
I hope not either. But this, you know, this is Atlanta.
Yeah. So it's a really laid back. It's very intimate. You know, I'm really going out to the crowd, like, you know, if a lady out there, she give me what I'm looking at, you know.
Right.
I'm going to her.
All right, you know? So y'all heard it here first, man. Emory University.
No one's safe. If you're in the crowd, no one is safe. I'm coming to you, baby.
I hear that. So you like to serenade the ladies at
absolutely.
The show.
That's how I got started.
Yeah.
That's how I got started, man. I was fat when I was little, man. So my ticket to get a lady was I was seen to her.
Wow.
Right.
That was back when we had three-way. You know, you just push the button.
Yeah.
They would click me in with like another shorty in class.
Yeah, the party line.
Yeah. And they was just hating on me. They was just hating on me, but it's all good.
I hear that. I hear that, man.
So how did you get started?
Church, man. I'm from Alabama. Yeah. Anybody from Alabama, even if you didn't want to go to church, your mama had you in church.
Exactly. Yeah,
sort of a down south thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you'll hear some of those church runs in my music too. You know?
Yeah.
So I started doing that in church. Then in Huntsville, we had a thing called Black Arts Festival back in the day. Anybody from Huntsville, North Alabama, knows about Black Arts Festival.
Yeah.
And I would just go sing there every year and perform. And I eventually met my manager, Jeremy, and Frederick Bussey right here. I met those guys. Came out to Atlanta, got picked up by Jagged Edge, and you know, Brian and Brandon, they really kind of grew me in this music thing.
Okay, you got picked up by Jag?
Yeah, man.
He had a little mixtape release party the other day, Wingo.
You did?
I went out there, man, hollered at him real quick.
I heard he's going, too.
He's going, man. Out. So shout out to Jagged Edge, man. And how you feel about this Atlanta scene and the music scene in this Atlanta?
It's weird how, like, I don't really know how to describe it right now. It's not what it was. I remember when I first moved out here, like 2006.
So not what it used to be.
Nah, it's definitely not.
Need some soul back, like
some
real music
back. I'm gonna bring
man.
It back too, but
yeah,
like, we gotta have it back. Like I see ladies out there, and they like, man, ain't nobody really listen to outside of Chris Brown and Trey Songz. You know, they need somebody down here to rap for them.
Right, right.
And that's what I'm bringing to the table.
Right, the real music is coming back, man.
We gotta bring it back.
All right, the real music is coming back. And we're gonna play a couple of your singles, man. A couple of your singles. What if somebody grabbed the EP, what's your favorite song on there, man?
Absolutely, Used To.
Used To?
Yeah,
that's my favorite too.
That's his favorite.
Yeah. We talking about if we're gonna talk about being real,
that's
my favorite, bro.
Yeah. All right. So I mean, what a lot of emotion went into that song. It's close to home.
Yeah, man. Me and one of my homies' dad, we were just having a shouts out to Dustin Bowie, DAB. We was having a conversation about past experiences. And you know, we got to talking about, you know, we had a chick back in the day and saw her in the mall. We want to know, you know, if she letting somebody else get it like I used to get it, you know.
I hear that.
And that's how the song came.
Yeah. I don't even want to know.
Yeah, it's one of them questions you don't want to know, right. But you have to ask.
Don't tell me. But we're going to get into a couple of these singles, man. Then we're going to come back. We're going to have another, you know, we'll talk more with our boy Truth Turner, man.
Yeah.
You know, why you're on radio, your favorite station, man.
Don't need an agree, we hide in the mouth. And you know how lose control of my body like, oh, are you the best that I ever had? Full speed, no break, straight to my back. And I don't need no help with this. I'ma use my hands and just grab your shit. Like a truck, just can't get enough. You stay on my mind, all on my mind. She hotter than the heater, hotter, hotter than the heater, hotter, hotter. I'm addicted, I would take the chance with you. It can get no better than your body in my ride. I got what you've been missing. I can make you a believer. Hold you strong when I give you all of my love. Girl, you like a drug.
Skin so soft, Benz no clothes. Let a dub to the J to wipe the windows off. I'm with a sexy ass and no bra. I knock her boots, make her take them Timbos off. I met her at a sports bar. She was walking out the door, see me in my sports car. Later on, I made her meet me at the courtyard. Cause I get checks, third grade report. And she living in the A, she got a pair of B's. All she rock is true, and the purse is with the C. She won't let you ever if you ain't got none of D. I told her, baby, it's an honor to be rolling with a G. Yeah. Between her legs and I got her on the Keisha. Speeding up the strokers when we left her by the cheetah. I knew she was the one and I didn't even have to meet her. I said I knew she was the one and I didn't even have to meet her.
Just can't get enough.
Yeah.
You stay on my mind. Just you and me. She cried in my ride, all on my ride. And I got a
line. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to
Young Urban Lifestyles on YULradio.com.
Yo, what's up? We the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, check it out. It's your boy Akon.
This is Keri Hilson.
Yo, this Rule, baby.
What up, y'all? This is Jeremiah. You and them.
Hi, everyone. This is Shakira.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What's up? This is Pink.
Yo, what's up? You're 50 Cent.
You're listening to
YULradio.com.
This is Busta Rhymes.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Khalees.
Yo, what you deal? This is Ja Rule.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
Hi, I'm Christina Aguilera.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
And we're just getting started.
They said it never gave you money.
Young Urban Lifestyle.
YULradio.com.
From the door and hit the lights. Walk over to me, don't be shy, baby. I need for you to be my private dancer. Cause I wanna see all your sexy moves. Make it work for me. I like the way you're on me, so please don't stop, stop, stop. When you call my name when I reach the spot, I have one thing for you to do. I need your heart to catch me cause I'm falling for you.
Baby,
me Vicky's secret. Baby girl, I need it. I'm yours. Pleasing is my mission. Now switch up the position. Let's do the thing we never did before. Now baby, talk to me. Tell me what you need. I got different speed.
Baby, what's your favorite?
Being with you is my perfect dream. Baby, I'ma make you scream. While I was on my flight, and I'ma take advantage of what you like. But baby, baby, oh, no one I talk about on the floor.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about,
yeah,
man. So, you know, the first song we heard was Heater featuring Sci-Hi the Prince. Want to give a shout out to Sci-Hi the Prince, man. Very hot song, man.
Yeah, very
now,
hot song.
How'd that come about? You know, you working with Sci-Hi.
It's just a relationship through my manager.
Right.
They have a pretty good relationship.
And, all right. All right.
Yeah. Who is that?
Jack.
Oh, yeah. Man, back in the day when I was with J.E., Sci-Hi was right there, too.
Like, yeah.
Spitting, giving bars in the lab. You know
I hear
mean?
That.
We was all on the come up, and now he's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah, it is a small world. You know what I'm saying? He is doing his thing out here in these streets, man. Shout out to Sci-Hi. Then we had that Falling, man. That baby making music, man.
Baby making.
We're gonna do everything that we talked about last night.
Yeah. So I mean, and the thing is, you actually sound good without, you know, a lot of people got the auto-tunes and you know, they stacking their voice 2,000 times, you know what I'm saying? And you get a live show, you be like, man, you know, dude sound like me, you know what I'm saying? Sound, you know what I'm saying? I mean, not to be hate, but
yeah,
you got a lot of people you pay, you, and then when they get up there, you be like, they can't, you know what I'm saying? That's all, you know, Adobe Audition and Pro Tools, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of Pro Tools R&B out there, man.
Big ups to all of them. Whoever used that, hey, I'm not knocking nobody.
I mean, I ain't knocking them.
I'm not knocking
I'm coming
real, though. You know
what I'm saying?
But I'm knocking them.
I mean, a real show is a microphone and a person.
Yep.
And let's see what you got. You know what I'm saying? Like, put you on the spot. You know what I'm saying? Some people be looking around for, you know, equipment and this and that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing to plug up to. Sing. You know what I'm saying? You can sing.
No mic, anything. No music, whatever.
Hey, that like my mom said, that boy can sing.
Now that boy's good.
Yeah.
That boy got talent.
But yeah, that was Falling, man. And I don't know if Falling might be my favorite, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, you got to hear that used to, dog.
No,
yeah, you gotta hear the used to, man.
Oh,
you gotta
hear. I gotta hear the used to.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah,
I hear that. I ain't gonna pick yet, then. You know what I'm saying?
Give me a little bit.
Again, show at Emory tomorrow, man.
Yeah, y'all can catch me on Wednesdays at the Apache Lounge too. Like, I go
oh,
up there,
okay.
Yeah, I go up there on Wednesdays and, you know, get on the open mic with everybody, man.
Okay. That's what's up. So you all around the city.
That's where you find out what you got for real.
Yeah.
There's some singers that roll through Apache, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Apache got some real live things going on out there, man. Yeah. Apache does keep it fresh, man.
Shout out to
for underground
Apache, man.
Talent, man.
Yeah, yeah. You can go in there, just relax.
Right.
See a pretty good show, like for $6.
Yeah,
you know, it's crazy. So,
I hear that. I hear
get your chops up out there. All you singers, come through Apache. Let's all sing. Let's see who got it.
I hear that. Now, you know, your career is about to blossom, man. So is there anybody you would like to work with? Anybody out there you like, man, if I could hook up with that, it'd be over.
Yeah.
I always wanted to work with Will I Am.
Like, I hear that.
Yeah, it sounds crazy.
I hear that.
You know, he's always been real innovative and, you know, changed his
style. Very creative.
Kind of like Timbaland. You know what I mean? Both of those guys, they change like every 2 years. And, you know, I was trying to be the next best thing.
Right.
So, like, that's definitely somebody I want to work with.
Right. Well, I am. He definitely pushes the envelope in creativity.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get. You come out of the lab.
Exactly.
He was on stage with a skirt on the other day. I said, I ain't even going to hate. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, you know, whatever's whatever.
That ain't me talking, Will.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I want to work.
I seen it. I ain't going to hate on him. I'm saying, you know, he's just that creative. Some people can get away with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was like,
hey. You know,
that's like Prince. He gonna say with heels and booty pants on. Yeah. That's just what he do. You know,
and ain't nobody got nothing to say about it. I mean, that's what Prince do. You
and
know
he gonna have
man?
The baddest like, woman in there walk out with.
Shout out to Prince, man. You know, he had a concert like a year ago here. Them tickets sell out about 15 minutes.
Man, he's a legend.
Them tickets sell out in 15 minutes.
That's the bar right there.
He had the same outfit on my girl had. But tell man, in case you just tuning in, this is YUL Radio.com, man. We are in the building with Truth Turner, man.
Yeah.
I like that. Man, and who did the album cover? The whole truth. I like that.
Jay, who did the album cover? I let Jay handle all that.
Your marketing scheme is very good.
Yeah, this dude from South Carolina. What's his name? Just like shout him out.
Tanner,
yeah,
okay.
Man.
Okay, South Carolina in the building, man. Let me ask you, you know, it's a lot of upcoming artists. Things of that nature. Now, you know, I'm looking at a lot of your YouTube videos, and that side chick video looked very professional.
Yeah.
Didn't look like, you know, how somebody got a camera. It looked very professional.
Exactly. Yeah.
What kind of advice would you have for some of these upcoming artists, man, trying to break in the game?
Definitely have some type of vision for yourself. Like, because, you know, if you just shoot a video and you say, okay, dude, send me something back. You don't know what. I mean, don't know what he might get you back. But with that video, me and my manager J-Dot, shout out to ATX, he's the one that shot the video, and my producer Raphael, he goes by Anthem, we all kind of came in and really spent time on each shot, you know, and J-Dot was a big part in making sure the edits was good. Like, you just gotta have a little control over it. Don't just sit back and let nobody tell you what it's gonna be.
Because I mean, I was looking at the video, I'm like, that was a very professional video. Like, I don't see how you could really do better than that.
Shout out to ATX.
Right. Shout out to ATX, man. That video. And, you know, log on to YouTube. It's a couple of funny clips of you. I mean, I was watching it the other day, I guess. You was in Huntsville with the Hit Factory. Y'all was just going over some things.
That's ATX, yeah.
You had your BlackBerry in your hand. You was like, man, if a motherfucker get a hold of this BlackBerry.
Some heat in there. There's some heat in there.
Yeah, he's like, it's some heat in there, and it's definitely some heat in there.
You got to have some confidence in yourself, though, man.
Right.
I'm trying to be the best out here, songwriter, artist, and if you're not going for that title, then what you doing it for?
You know, and it's the difference between, you know, bragging and actually just putting yourself out there telling the truth.
I mean,
because it's like the truth is in there, you know what I'm saying? It's not just talk. Like, there's some good stuff going on here, man. There's some good stuff going on here, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So
where do you draw inspiration from?
I drive a lot.
Yeah.
I put a lot of miles on every car I ever had. Like, I drive. Like, I just...
The open road.
You said we ain't gonna talk about that. I drive around. I look at buildings. It's weird. Like, I walk outside. I go to parks. It's real whack. I know.
So you gather your creativity from a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I don't really have one set thing that I do. Like, a lot of times, Anthem, you know, he'll play a beat or a track or something like that. And I used to really write a lot of stuff down and try to come up with this crazy, catchy idea.
Yeah.
But now I just kind of freestyle a little bit on the mic, get my melody, and just see what the music tell me to do.
Okay. And you write a lot of your music.
I write like 95%. I wrote everything on the album.
That's big.
Except for Used To, Dab wrote most of it, and Frederick Bussy came in and helped write a couple records with me too.
All right, so it's not just a face. That's big. You write your stuff.
Yeah,
you get to a point in your career where you have no choice. You know, if you want records, if you want to work,
right?
You know, you need to put the work in yourself.
All right,
you know.
All right, and he's definitely putting some work in, man. Once again, shout out to Alabama, man. Alabama blowing up, man.
What up?
All over, man. Huntsville, you know what I'm saying? You know, I used to be in Alabama with the foot wash. Y'all don't know about that foot wash. don't know about that foot wash. I used to be out there. That's what, back in the day when, you know what I'm saying? My past life, when I used to be out there, the foot wash, getting it in, man. All right. You know, come on, sell a split, then I split. You know what I'm saying? But we'll talk about all that later, man.
I hear you.
But yeah, man, Alabama definitely been good, man. It's a lot of good talent, man. Let's see what this used to, man. I'm excited to hear this, man. I wish we could play the whole. We need to play the whole thing, man.
Exactly.
This the whole thing on here, man. Because I know a lot of ladies gonna be hitting us up. And again, give your Twitter information.
Twitter, Facebook, website.
Really, the main thing we facilitate is the Twitter page right now. So just twitter.com/truthturner.
All right. Yeah, I'm just learning how to use this Twitter thing, man. Y'all gotta excuse me.
It's powerful.
It is. This social media thing is taking off, man.
Taking over, man.
So what's your sign?
What, my sign?
Yeah, your zodiac sign.
I'm a Virgo.
Virgo.
They always get into the sign thing, man.
You know what? I never really been big in. I don't know too much about it.
We had a girl came up in here the other day, wouldn't even talk to me because I was a Sagittarius. She wouldn't even sit down. What does that mean? I'm like, you can't categorize people, but
you the Sag.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she got serious on me, man. I said, man. But I tell you what, we're going to get into this used to, man.
Let's do it, man.
I've been hearing the talk. Let's go.
You did it again. Hey, what's up? This is Ricky Iglesias.
Hi, this is Rihanna.
What it is? What's going on, everybody? This is Neo.
Hey, y'all. This is your girl, EVE, and you're listening.
Turn your radios up.
Yo, turn it up.
36 Mafia.
What's up? It's Kelly Rowland.
Yes, sir. Check it out. It's your boy, Fabulous. Let me know, y'all.
So don't touch that dial.
You're rocking.
Alert. Alert. Clear all channels.
The future.
Yeah. Whoa. 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 I was going through my phone and I ran by your picture in the message that you sent me last September. With your face, your body, and mine, I remember all of the fantasies that I lived through you, yeah. Can we meet up whenever I'm back in town? Go somewhere that no one knows us to be found. Maybe we could find somewhere to play. Love, girl, it's been a while.
Still hitting like it used to. Ain't met a girl yet who could ride this like it used to. I ain't been a one who's hitting that like I used to. Cause I'm going out of my mind, I'm going out of my mind. It's something I ain't used to.
Now you've been on my mind since I seen your photo. I'm hitting it from behind every time my eyes close. And I can't get you out of my head, thinking about what we did up in that bed. Yeah. Can we meet up whenever I'm back in town? Go somewhere that no one knows us to be found. Maybe we could find somewhere to play around. Cause I need good love, girl, it's been a while.
Still hitting like it used to. Ain't met a girl yet who could ride this like it used to.
Yeah.
Alright. Y'all got me on that one, man.
So what's your verdict, man? What's the favorite song?
Y'all got me on that one, man. Hey, it's hard to argue with that. You know what I'm saying? I like Falling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when you listen to that message and used to, man, I like that.
Yeah, we can all relate to that.
Everybody.
I'm
gonna
get home and play
before.
This with my old lady, man. See what's going down. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, so man, that's like the whole album is hot, man.
Fire.
Hey, I would hope everybody feels that way. You know.
Yeah.
That's the goal. I didn't want to have any song that nobody skipped. I know every artist says that shit.
Right. Yeah. They want a CD you can play from front to back, interlude, everything. I'm hearing credits, all that.
Man, I sent not to how many songs to Jay and Fred and the team, and they were like, nah, that ain't it. Let's do another one.
I hear that.
And I kept on sending them songs until I finally did a song called Nail It. It's on there. And they're like, okay, it's complete. You know what I mean? That's what we needed. So
you know, the people around you, they're not playing. They're not just saying, oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, no, there's no yes men in the camp at all.
Right, like, it's some real folks around you like
oh,
that.
My God.
Okay.
Trust me. You're going to get it real. Your people spare no feelings. You have no choice to put real music out.
Right.
You surround yourself by real people.
So, you know, if it fly with them, it'll fly with you.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good foundation to have because you got a lot of yes men people. Yeah. Like, I just sat here and heard some people's stuff and I'm like, and they manager like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They be looking at you trying to get you into it.
You can't make me Bob, player.
They try to throw a party in there for you.
Yeah, they the only one party. You know what I'm saying? But got the show coming up at Emory. Yeah. I know you're real excited. I think me and my man, we're gonna grab some gear. We're gonna come out there, man. Yeah. We're gonna come out there and support you, man.
Yeah, it's something that it's like the Black Graduate Student Association or something. They do something at the end of every year.
Elegant.
I don't know about that. They gonna be outside eating. It's outside. It's a party. They glad to be out of school.
Okay.
You know, so they gonna be grilling chicken, probably barbecuing.
Right.
You know, so yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
All right. Just in case you tuning in, this is YULRadio.com. The truth is in the building.
Yeah.
The whole truth.
Oh yeah.
Nothing but the truth. You know. Y'all gotta check this out, man. Like, it's been a while since I've been excited about some R&B.
Yeah.
You know, some good R&B. It's back, man. And I think Atlanta really needs that, man.
Yeah, all you radio stations, it's about time.
All you A&Rs, all you promos, y'all need to pick this up, man, and give this a chance, man.
Yeah, and shouts out to DJ Booth for putting it out there first.
He broke your record.
Everybody at DJ Booth, man, they broke it first. They put it out there, and I appreciate them. So if you're looking for the project, go to djbooth.net. And search Truth Turner, and all the records we done put out, it'll pop up. Or you can even Google it, and the DJ Booth site, you know, will come up. So just Google Truth Turner, the whole truth. It's going to be right there at the top. Shout out to DJ Booth.
Okay. Do you rap any?
I got bars. You know what I mean? I got major bars.
You got bars.
Nah. I play around the mic. I like to be an artist, so whatever I feel at that time, I do it. I'm not going to be out here battling nobody, though.
Right. You know, let them battle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no beef on, you know, no back and forth battles.
I hear that. Just sticking to what you good at, you know
what I'm saying?
Sticking to what you good at.
Stay in my lane, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? We like to thank y'all for coming on such an early, you know what I'm saying? I know we kind of woke y'all up, man. But I like to thank you for taking the time to come in, man. And this is an excellent buy, man.
Yeah.
We are really going to get out here. We're going to mash hard for this album.
I appreciate that, man.
We're
going to
mash hard for this album.
Yeah, you got our total support.
Yeah.
Man, I thank you guys.
Yeah,
because
every song on here, you know, I keep saying that's my favorite song. After The Heater played, I said that was my favorite. Fallen played. I done lied 2-3 times, but I'm going to stick with this Used To.
And stick with it, man.
I'm going to leave it at that. Used To is hitting, man.
So what I want all y'all listening to do is go to DJ Booth, download it, tweet me, let me know what your favorite song is. You know,
I hear that.
Let me know. We got some more stuff coming up soon too. I'm about to probably drop like a 4 or 5 song EP, maybe like 2 or 3 months.
Oh, so you busy working? You still?
I just want to give people music, man. Like, it's really very simple for me, man. Like, I came to the conclusion I'd probably be 40 one day, just singing in a bar or something, like bring my music away if I'm not doing this. This is what I like to do.
So, you mean singing is your life? You about this life?
I'm about this, man. Yeah. I want to write some songs and sing them for you, ladies. That's all I want to do.
Now, Let me ask you, do you write songs for other people, or have you thought about that?
Yeah, I'm open for everything. Like, I'm open to write songs. Any rappers out there need
because
hooks.
I'm seeing, like, you got good subject.
Yeah.
That, you know, I guess, you know, a lot of these guys, I don't know if they not getting it from their real life perspective, but you got good subject matter, like,
yeah,
as far as your writing ability.
Appreciate it.
You know, like subjects and predicates and all that type of stuff. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I went to college.
Yeah,
so,
you like you know, you got beginning, middle, end. Like, this a thesis. Some of his songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got a whole hypothesis in the first paragraph.
Yeah, you know, people like, what happened at the end? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
But yeah, we definitely like to thank y'all for coming out, man. Every time we see y'all, we're gonna support it. We're gonna play this time and time again till they get the message, man.
Yeah.
Can I sing
for the ladies?
Before hey.
I
yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
You know,
okay.
I want everybody to know I'm not no studio singer, man.
All right. I'll tell you what. You know what I'm saying? Live in the building, we do have Truth Turner. And ooh. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? And I, you know, usually I don't put people on the spot, man, but
I put myself on the spot.
I hear that. He about that life, man.
Yeah.
So without further ado, ladies, I know you wanted to hear him. You can see him at Emory tomorrow. But before that, we got him live here in the studio. Now I turn it over to you without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Truth Turner.
Yeah, yeah. Stepping from the door and hit them lights. Walk over to me, don't be shy, baby. I need for you to be my private dancer, 'cause I wanna see all them sexy curves. So make it work for me. I like the way you're on me. So please don't stop. The way you got my name before I hit the spot. I have one thing for you to do. I need your heart to catch me, 'cause I'm falling for you. That's all I'm gonna give y'all for the rest of it. Go to DJBooth.net.
I'm gonna jump on stage like Martin with my booth. Ooh, yeah. I got to get into that, man. I said, man, that's what I'm talking. That's real talent. Yeah. I appreciate that, bro.
Oh, yeah.
We done had a couple people deny us.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We be like, hey, you want to sing? They be like, hell no.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, my boy said, hell no, don't do that. I said, I hear you playing.
You got the T-Pain mic on me?
Yeah. He looking around for equipment, but that's real talent. Real R&B is coming back strong. Shout out to Alabama. Shout out to Truth Turner. Shout out to Hit Factory, ATX. Y'all whole movement, man. I appreciate y'all for coming out, man.
Yeah,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? And I think I'm going to turn out opera tonight, man. Shout out to D.L. Hughley was in town last night, man. Drunk. He tore the stage up last night, man. I think I'm going to run through the city, man. Check out opera. Stewie Rock got his mixtape thing coming out tonight, man. So I'm going
to
go support him.
Shout out to Stewie Rock.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and support him real quick, man. See what he's talking about. But, man, this truth. This is nice, man.
Man,
I'm going to take this home. I'm gonna listen to the whole thing, man.
You know what I'm saying? Tell your friends.
You need to put this in your CD deck and put it on YouTube and break your knob, man. So every time you get in the car, it's just stuck in there, man. You know what I'm talking about? Get the message, man.
But once again, man,
I'd like to thank y'all for coming out, man. We will be on your Twitter. We will support you, man. This is real
thank
music,
you.
Man.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That.
And I appreciate y'all having me, man.
All right. And for another edition of YUL Radio, YULRadio.com, this is Spider-Man, man. My co-pilot Zion, the Archangel of the Radio, man. We'll be back again with another show for you, man.
Shit here, nigga.
Till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't check my mouth, till the smoke clears out, am I high?
Perhaps
I'ma rip this shit till my bones till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't check my mouth, till the smoke clears out, am I high? I'ma rip this shit till my bones.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
I hope you had fun. Come back again.
Goodbye.